JC, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, Kelly.
Hey, let's talk about your upcoming season. All the good news, give it to me.
Well, we've had quite a year behind us, and we're excited to jump into next year, and things will look a bit different. We're excited to welcome back live audiences, and we are cautious, but we are optimistic that we're going to be able to return to somewhat normal circumstances this next year.
Are you guys going to be at full capacity when the concerts start in the fall?
We're going to monitor that. We are indeed planning to be at full capacity because our chamber series, which will open the season next September, October, November, is usually by definition a smaller audience. So we're using those three concerts to gauge audience comfort. If indeed, of course, there are mandates in place, we will honor them. But we feel like the smaller audiences with the chamber series are a nice lead-in to our hopefully full concerts in January.
All right, so break it down for me. The season is actually going to start in September at the DuPont Country Club with what?
Well, we have three concerts, September 21st, and then there's a concert in October and a concert in November. And we are basically planning the season like a crescendo. We are starting with two of our favorite musicians, Luigi Mazzocchi and Laura Johnson, and it is going to be a violin and piano recital. And we will be in the DuPont Country Club that evening, Tuesday, and we will then follow with a chamber music concert in October that is going to feature the strings of the Delaware Symphony. And our culmination of our chamber series will be in November with a big performance of Vivaldi's Four Seasons featuring our concertmaster David Southern.
JC, were these three concerts chosen with anything in mind, considering last year and everything that everybody went through with the pandemic?
Well, yes, of course. Last year, we were actually able to stage some very cautious and careful concerts in the DuPont Country Club with tiny audiences. And we found that that was a manageable situation, and it was satisfying for the handful of patrons that were able to attend, as well as the musicians. The choice for us to start smaller in the fall is just out of practical reasons. We wanted to make sure that our audiences were comfortable. Of course, we all hope, and with vaccinations, that we're going to be more comfortable traveling around as the months proceed. But we were extra cautious with the smaller concerts in the fall for that exact reason.
I want to remind everybody we're talking to J.C. Barker. J.C. is the executive director for the Delaware Symphony Orchestra. They're returning to live in-person concerts this season. Very exciting news. J.C., talk to me about last year. Were you guys hit monetarily very hard like some other organizations?
Well, we were. I will say that we were very careful immediately. And when we realized what the situation was going to be this past year, as far as the shutdowns were concerned, as far as, of course, the masking orders and the distancing orders, we planned cautiously so that our overhead was a little bit lower and that we were able to, as my grandmother would say, keep it between the ditches. So we were able to navigate the season really actually very well. We received some funding, of course, through the state and the CARES Act, and we've been cautious with that, and we have watched every penny. We found ourselves, though, in a position that we are healthy going into next season, and we will proceed with the same caution, but with optimism. And until this is fully resolved, we really watch every single penny.
When will tickets go on sale for the new season?
Tickets are on sale now. You can actually go to the Delaware Symphony website, www.delawaresymphony.org, and you can purchase tickets through the website. You can also call our offices, and Mike will be glad to help you up front. His number is 302-656-7442, and we are actually looking forward to welcoming folks back, and I can't wait to actually see some people in person, maybe for the first time.